Far to the east, over ranges and rivers, lies a single, solitary peak. The dwarves are determined to reclaim their homeland.
I'm surrounded by dwarves. What are they doing here?
Oh, they're quite a merry gathering.
So, this is the Hobbit.
We will seize this chance to take back Erebor!
Here, Mr. Bilbo, where are you off to?
I'm going on an adventure!
Okay, here's the deal. I've never been a crazy fan of the Lord of the Rings movies, but I've liked them well enough. By now, I'm expecting long films from Peter Jackson, reveling in the return to Middle-earth with The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. This film, which is the first of three parts in an adaptation of a relatively short novel, tells the story of the hobbit Bilbo Baggins joining with the wizard Gandalf and a cadre of dwarves to claim their kingdom from the clutches of an evil dragon. As you'd expect, this Hobbit movie is nearly 3 hours long and features plenty of downtime. However, it's also a lot of fun. There's some great action and the movie looks fantastic, whether you've seen it in standard 24 frames per second or the more video-esque high frame rate. Jackson has added in elements that tie the movie to the first trilogy, and I'm okay with that. You're in for a long film, but there's some great action and some neat characters. Diehard fans might take issue with some things, but personally I enjoyed it as much, if not more, than the other Tolkien films in the past. The Hobbit gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.